Hello there, I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK or Geek Mummy, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm doing something a little bit different today. Quite a while ago now, I was sent a microphone to review. It's the Blue Microphones Snowball. It's a USB microphone. And I must say, I was sent it and I wasn't quite sure how to approach the review because as a podcaster, we've got it's not a pro setup, but my husband, when we started doing podcasting together, did a lot of research into microphones and we've got a setup with a soundboard and pop filters and all sorts of things, and he spent quite a long time getting us to sound right on the microphones. So this little USB microphone appeared, and I thought, gosh, how am I going to compare this to what we do already? So the first thing I did with it was that I let my husband John play with it a bit, and he plugged it into his Mac and did some testing, and he came back and he said, you know, that's not bad, it sounds pretty close to our podcasting setup. So then I tried it on my PC and I've done some Google Plus Hangouts with it, and it's been fine, it's been great. And the last piece of the puzzle came together actually only just this evening when I finally managed to wrestle the camera connection kit out of my husband, and I've tried connecting it to my iPad. And I had been under the impression that you couldn't use external USB mics with the iPad, but this one is working quite nicely. And I'm recording on it right now, and hopefully it's sounding good. It's a nice little mic, actually. It comes with its own stand. It's got three different settings, so that you can switch it to settings that are better for single voice or music or a crowd of voices. So it'll basically do cardioid or omnidirectional for those of you who are actually sound geeks. It's incredibly easy to install. It's basically been just plug and play the whole time through. The one downside of it is actually not a limitation of the microphone, it's a limitation of the technology, but sadly it won't connect to an iPhone. I know several people in the Audio Boo community who've been looking for good mics for the iPhone, and sadly this one isn't going to help, but it is working beautifully with my iPad, so I'm very impressed with it. Its retail price is $89.95, although I've just done a quick look and it is down to about £59 on Amazon. And I think that's pretty good, actually, for a microphone that produces sound quality that, as I said, my husband, who spent a lot of time doing sound engineering for our podcast, says is comparable to his setup. And, you know, so it's much cheaper than that. And it's a nice little unit. I very much like it. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And what I'm going to do now is pause this recording and unplug it, and I will finish the rest of this recording using the inbuilt microphone from the iPad so that you can hear the difference between the two. So I will be right back. So here I am now. I'm back talking using just the inbuilt microphone in the iPad, and I think you'll probably agree it's a bit more hissy. When I've done this before and listened back, I thought the sound coming through the Snowball was much better than the sound coming through the inbuilt microphone of the iPad, and hopefully I've managed to demonstrate that now. So that's the Blue Microphones Snowball. Nice, professional quality, almost USB microphone, apparently as used by Justin Bieber, so it must be good. But I like it. I've been getting a lot of use out of it. And I definitely recommend it if you're looking for a decent USB mic. Thanks a lot. Speak to you soon.